Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Lara Yerexian is with us, seasoned defense attorney. I want to talk about the nuggets that we keep hearing about with regards to Brian Koberger. Someone recently seemingly got their hands on an old resume and cover letter. Interesting to dissect it a little bit. He brags about a lot of abilities that, frankly, he didn't really have when it was dug into further. Some of those being knife skills. One of them being filleting fish and how much experience he's had at it. Well, turns out the place he claimed to work for as long as he didn't do that there. In fact, he left very early. Boxing. There was a lot of braggadocious things in there. A seasoned public speaker. It's a lot of stuff not really necessarily connected to the murder case, but it raises some eyebrows when we hear about Koberger and a knife, albeit this time with fish. Is any of this going to be brought out in trial? Does any of it hold significance when we're looking at this case, Lara?
I guess it all depends on the prosecution, how much of this they're focused on. I don't really think this is where the case is going to be.
Yeah,
it's really going to be more on the real evidence, you know, where he was physically, you know, any DNA, the forensics, any prior relationship or motive for killing. Those are things that the jury is going to be more interested in. Now, for example, the cutting of the fish, he puts it on his resume. I mean, I don't even know why anyone would put that on their resume.
Yeah.
But my understanding is they spoke to his prior boss, and he said he worked for him, but for a very short time, just a few weeks, and never got to the part of really cutting the fish or filleting the fish,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, learning how to fillet. So he never even got to that point. It's pretty obvious he's embellishing.
Mm-hmm.
Boxer, I don't even know how much of that is true. People write all sorts of things on their resumes, depending on what kind of job they're applying for. And, you know, sometimes, a lot of times you would expect it to be accurate, but you know that people will exaggerate a bit. And this seems to be honestly just exaggerated facts.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they go to his credibility if he ever takes the stand. I don't even know if I don't expect him to take the stand, but if he ever does, maybe they can bring this up and say, hey, you pretended to be an expert at cutting fish, but you never even got to learn how to fillet at your job.
Yeah.
You pretended to be a boxer. You said, great. In reality, we've gone back and checked and talked to people. Not really.
Mm-hmm.
You pretended to be this professional speaker, and we don't see anything in your background. We've talked to people. So it could be that, or they could take it. And if there's enough evidence to support that he truly is a professional, you know, professional at cutting fish, truly was a great boxer and a wonderful speaker, then maybe, you know, the boxing and the cutting fish they could use and say he had the ability to kill all these people, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of different ways it could be spun around for or against him, depending on how it's used. I want to talk to you about the parents where they were called into that investigative grand jury a couple of weeks back. Originally reported that it was in connection with another case. The police in that jurisdiction coming out and saying, no, he has not any connection whatsoever to this other case. But obviously the parents were called in. They had to be called in for some sort of crime that took place within that county. Otherwise, they couldn't be called in. Is this something where they are able to help the police in the investigation? Do they have to speak and talk and answer questions about their son? What sort of responsibility do they have to the prosecution or the defense of this case?
As far as the case with the grand jury in Pennsylvania, I mean, if they've been subpoenaed, they have to go.
Sure.
You know, they have to answer questions. It's not, unless there's something there that's going to incriminate them. Now, if they are the suspects themselves, the parents, then that's a different issue, right? Mm-hmm. But if they're not this, and then they, you know, they can invoke the Fifth and do whatever it needs to be done to protect their rights, right? Their constitutional rights. But if it has nothing to do with them and they're not really witnesses themselves, or they don't have any information that can help the investigation, and it's really basically related to their son, I mean, they have to testify. And I'm guessing the prosecutors, if there's an alibi, if Koberger has an alibi, maybe the way to provide that alibi to the grand jury and to rule him out is by having the parents come in and testify.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Lara Yerexian, thank you so much for your insight on this. Always appreciate it. You can check out her website, laralaw.com. It's L-A-R-A, law.com. If you like this podcast, want more of it ad-free, become a supporter through Apple Podcasts. Go ahead and check that out. We do greatly appreciate it. Even try it for 3 days free and get access to all of our podcasts with no ads. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.